Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
Through the formative years of our lives, we are given promises which may or may not be kept by those who make them. We are also introduced to principles of value that people pass on to us. Christians have both promises and principles given to us by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holding to the promises Christ has made carry great blessings. The principles of righteousness that Christ has given to his followers will benefit us and enrich our lives when we follow them. Morals and blessings are inseparable. I hope and pray you have been blessed in life to know the principles of righteousness that provide hope in the promises of eternal blessings.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on.
With the morals of our society spiraling so quickly away from the fundamental principles that Christ taught his disciples, there is such an urgency in our land for Christians to stand up for the principles of truth. There are two hymns that have been among those of our church families all of my life that come to my mind as I present this message today. And they are Standing on the Promises of God and Stand Up for Jesus. Jesus brought some marvelous promises to our world. We live by faith, holding to those promises. And this is what God intended. God has made many promises to the people of this earth. God made promises to Noah and his family. He promised never to flood the world again. And the rainbow appears in the clouds as a reminder of his faithfulness to the promise that he made. God made promises to Abraham when he called him to be the father of a great nation through which he would bring blessings to all mankind. In reading the record of Abraham's life, we find those promises being fulfilled. When Jesus was about to leave this earth, he promised to go and prepare a place for his followers to live in eternity. And today the church sings of heaven and the hope we have of being forever freed from the pains and the sorrows of this world. The promise of grace and forgiveness from our sins lifts a heavy load of guilt away from us. The promise of God's ever presence with us in this walk of life assures us that we never face any of the circumstances that we come across by ourselves. Even in our trials and temptations, God's promise is that nothing beyond our ability to bear will be placed upon us. These that I mention of the promises of God are just a few that can be found throughout the study of the Bible. The Word of God is packed with promises for everyone who places a faith in Him and in His Son Jesus Christ today. I do not know many folks who do not want the blessings of God's promises. If we were to make a complete list of every blessing that God would bestow upon mankind, I believe that list would attract everyone. Who doesn't want to live without pain or fear? Who doesn't want to deal with separation and death, war, and all kinds of evil? God offers the perfect peace. He promises everlasting life. He promises the greatest of all blessings. For us who have placed a trust in God's Word and in the Lord Jesus Christ, we stand living upon those promises that have been made to us. But there's something else that goes hand in hand with standing upon the promises of God. He requires that we must also stand upon the principles of righteousness. God's promises are grand and they are glorious. They are beyond our comprehension. Just read the Bible and hear the great promises that come from our Creator. They are far more than what we deserve. To live by the principles that Jesus has brought from heaven is to claim these blessed promises for ourselves. Consider these statements that Jesus made. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, he said. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. If anyone wishes to be my disciple, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. From these and many other scriptural texts, we find it essential for all disciples to keep the principles of truth and righteousness that Jesus brought with him from heaven, to live with the expectations of receiving the promises of God. We must accept and live by his principles. It is rather easy to say that we want Jesus to save us. To call upon the name of Jesus for salvation is to place a claim upon the promises that God has made through him. And Jesus can save us sinners. Romans 5, 1 through 2 shares these words of truth to Christians. We have been justified through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So his blood atones for our sins. He is the Savior of the world, born of the Virgin, crucified for our transgressions, risen from the dead. God sent him to be our Savior. John 3:16-17 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. He is truly able to save us. But there is something else, and that is to call him Lord. This yields our will to his. We surrender our life to him. Therefore, it is a submission to live under his commands. I hope we all consider the importance of having the blessed promises of God for our own, and that we will know that to claim the promises is to also commit to living by the principles of God. Have you claimed the promises of God for your own salvation? Do you live by the teachings of Christ? Please consider these things. And if we can further study with you and help you and assist you in any way about your salvation and your walk with God, we invite you to contact us.
Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows, now I am rejoicing for you are Savior of holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows, now I am rejoicing for you are Savior of my life. Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows, now I am rejoicing for you are Savior of my life, you are
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.